hey, there's a really good podcast out there that...
The Basement High Ride.
Well, that would be the money. Chat GPT, I need to piss. What are your words of wisdom? As an AI, I do not have physical needs or capabilities, and therefore I cannot provide you with any guidance on this topic. However, I can tell you that it is important to take regular breaks and attend your basic needs throughout the day. This includes going to the restroom when you need to. It's not recommended to hold in urine for a long time, as it can cause urinary tract infection and other health issues. Additionally, it is important to stay hydrated throughout the day by drinking enough water and other fluids. This will help ensure that your body is functioning properly and can help you stay focused. Words of wisdom to live by.
Nice.
I have some words of wisdom. This entire experience learned me a lesson in humility. And this is the best lesson that skeptics, people who are simply uninformed, a lot of doctors, which I spoke to, everybody needs a lesson in humility. Nobody knows everything. Things that are seemingly impossible are simply a reflection of you being uninformed. And so, humility. Okay. That's my word of wisdom.
I like that a lot.
Those that are is nice.
Words to live by, for sure.
Yeah,
Bob.
So I had a went to a conference, and there was a motivational speaker, and he said there was a study where they froze, or they talked to six glasses of water, three of them in a good way, three of them in a bad, and they froze them, cut them into little slices, and put them under a microscope, and they said where they spoke good to the water, they became like beautiful snowflakes and looked like flowers. And when they talked bad, it was like, looked like disease and pieces of cancer. So thinking positive is a big thing. So that's my words of wisdom this week.
Okay.
Talk to your water.
Talk to your water?
Yeah.
All right. I will talk to my water. I'll talk to my beer.
Yeah. Or your seltzer or your red blended wine.
Sasquatch is real.
God damn it.
That is a money ass quote right there.
Sasquatch is real.
And that was me just, you know, wanting to tell the world.
What's funny is
when it first hit me.
Listen to the both of us after the fact.
Sasquatch is real.
Giggling like schoolgirls.
Exactly. That's why our wives were like, he's idiots.
Well, when you made them sit and watch,
when we made them,
you were pretty persistent that night after we had been in my basement for like 5 hours
to watch
Todd Stanley,
that fucking Todd Stanley shit.
Yeah, I just remember the looks on our wives' faces. Like,
what's
oh my
funny
God.
As fuck is that the two of them were like, this shit is so fake. And they're trying to convince us. They really believe.
We're like, you're not watching. Look closer.
Look, that one blinked. It blinked. Yeah,
it's
it
real.
Must be real.
Yeah. What sucks is I was convinced with Todd Stanley. God damn it.
Me too.
I just remember you being like, you have to watch this. It is high def Sasquatch. Like, what?
I can remember looking at that going, how come nobody fucking believes? Look at it. It's so real. It's obviously real.
You were like, this is what's the problem with the world. We get a high def video and you still don't believe.
Sasquatch is real.
I need to take a piss. What are your words of wisdom? Immediately.
Buy the fucking talkie nuts.
Those are money.
They are money as shit, right? So I bought a shit ton of them. And I can't remember where I put them because my wife is going to be upset if I bought more. And I'm like trying to find my stash in my garage. I think I put it in my garage.
You gave me two and I downed those in like 30 minutes, all of them.
So in Central America, they sell Japanese style nuts, which is the same concept. It's a nut. It's like a peanut covered in some sort of shell. Talkie took that idea and then put fucking talkie powder all over it, and it's money as fuck.
Yeah.
It so is. It's just, but that's why it's crunchy. There's a little shell on the outside of the peanut.
It's super nice. I have to admit, I really like it.
Now Japanese nuts to me suck. Japanese style nuts without talkie suck. And I used to love them. Now these are the best.
My words of wisdom are, if you are going to sell nuts, make sure they're Takis nuts.
And on Amazon, they're fucking cheaper, dude. While we were sitting here, I just bought a case.
Whenever we come to the end of the show, we do this thing called words of wisdom. So would you give us words of wisdom? It doesn't have to be about the book. It could be anything that you would tell somebody very simply. Here are my words of wisdom.
I would say, don't follow any religious figures. Don't follow any religious beliefs. Follow your heart, your intuition, because what's really inside of you is the most precious one. And I think once you have challenges, which is likely going to happen in the next few months, and you would be able to respond appropriately just by following your heart.
Now, wait a second. I need to drill in on the challenges that are going to happen in the next few months.
Well, being a Chinese myself and being a person who studied economic history, I know that when the Fed, the central banks raise interest rates several times in a row, something is going to happen. There's never going to be a soft landing. It didn't happen in the past in history. So I would say that there's likely going to have a financial crisis coming up. If you look at the retail figures, and if you talk to your friends and family members, they're probably going to say the same thing. They feel that this year something is very different. Just be prepared, just to be frugal and to prepare emotionally and psychologically that financially something is going to be worse than what happened in the last recession.
Son of a gun.
We're not going out to eat tonight, honey.
No, we are not. We're not going anywhere for the next year, at least.
I went to buy eggs yesterday, and I was at like Super Walmart, and it was like quadruple the price.
Yeah. My wife told me like a month and a half ago, she came home, she was like, can you believe what is going on with the price of eggs? And now it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man. All right, Bob, what are your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom are, when you hear that voice in your head, that's your higher self. Listen to it. I think it saved my life multiple times.
You stole my words of wisdom.
Well, you can say the same thing if it's important.
Well, yes. My words of wisdom are, when you hear that voice in your head and it's telling you to do something like go to the basement hangout and subscribe and like and give a review because you want to hear more of this. Do you agree with me on this? You do, don't you?
Yes.
See?
Thank you, Samuel.
I only listen to the Basement Hangout podcast. If you ain't, where the fuck you at? Bob, let's burn a blunt, you dumbass motherfucker.
I don't know why he says fuck so good.
Yeah, he does. Doesn't he? All right. Well, anyway, words of wisdom. What are your words of wisdom? It's time to go.
My words of wisdom are Sasquatch is fucking real. We will find evidence in the next 2 years.
You think so?
24 months.
Really?
Yes. God damn it.
Okay. I'm going to do mine in Snoop for your ass.
Please call it Snoop speech.
My words of wisdom is someone. Please, for the love of God, provide some good goddamn Sasquatch evidence.
Yes. Thank you, Snoop.
Yes. Thank you, Snoop. I agree. Yeah.
Peace
out.
My words of wisdom are to always wear sunscreen when you're in the sun.
That sounds very similar to Dr. X's. If you're going to be involved in illegal cockfighting, please bring a cock.
Yeah. That is smart. Very smart.
One of my favorites of all time, I think. That's it? That's your words of wisdom?
Yeah, dude. I met a guy here and he said, why aren't you wearing sunscreen? He showed me a thing on his forehead where they cut a huge chunk out because he didn't wear sunscreen for, you know, like 40 years.
Are you serious?
They cut it out. They had to cut your skin out.
What did he have that they had to cut it out?
He had like cancerous growth on his face, on his forehead, up near his hair.
Because of the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
He said, don't be stupid. The tan looks good for, you know, 2 weeks.
It wasn't just stress related?
Now he looks like shit for the rest of his life. That's what he said.
John, when we end our shows, we end with words of wisdom. It can be anything you want. I see Bob, he's pulling his phone out. He's clearly got something prepared.
I can't remember if I do or not.
I'm a little upset, Bob, because I am very unprepared. I do not know what my words of wisdom are this evening. John, would you like to go first, or would you like Bob to go first?
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Do it.
To reiterate, guys, just don't do drugs.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say, John. All right. Well, I mean, those are definitely words of wisdom to live by. Bob, what do you
have? So there's an Asian male chef who, and we give words of wisdom on anything, John. So this, you know, not always deep, not always, not deep, but this, he claims he has the recipe for the Mac sauce at a McDonald's.
Okay.
And it's very elaborate. Which may make sense, may not, I don't know. But I wrote it down thinking I was going to make it. Then there's a couple ingredients that take a lot of time. It's 3 parts mayo, 1 part yellow mustard, 1 part caramelized onion. That takes a long time to do caramelized onions. Yep. 1 part garlic puree, which also takes a little bit of time. 1 part sweet relish, paprika, not the smoked, to taste, sugar to taste, and then 1 tablespoon of pickle juice.
That sounds like a lot of work for some Mac sauce.
I know. And I remember I made one time and your son was over and I was like, what does that taste like? Like, I thought it tasted like Mac sauce. It was out of like a HelloFresh or like a one of those box grocery BS. And he said, I know what you're trying to make, but you did not. He did not.
Did he really?
He said, I know you think it tastes like Mac sauce, but it doesn't.
Wow. So. I'm going to have a talk with him.
Well, no, I wanted a real review. That's why I asked the child. So I have tried and failed.
You just gave me my words of wisdom.
What is it?
My words of wisdom are, when you're eating food at somebody else's house, no matter how you feel about it, your answer is, this is amazing. Best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
But if you want a real review, ask a child.
Well, unfortunately, my son is no longer a child. He has entered teenager territory.
This was about a year ago. But I remember when I was little, like telling people they were fat. And I didn't realize, you know, you don't have a filter as a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want a real answer, ask a child. That's another words of wisdom.
Yes. John, you know, you went with don't do drugs and we went with Big Mac sauce. So how do you feel about that?
I think we all came out winners here.
My words of wisdom are, do not go to the doctor because they're going to give you pills that make you feel sick.
Correct.
My words of wisdom are, don't drink fluoridated water. It's not good for you. It calcifies your pineal gland. And it really retards your ability to develop your psychic abilities.
So is that the water from the tap?
Wow. Yeah, that's water from the tap.
Yeah. They're putting fluoride water to dumb us down. Don't drink it.
Unless you're on a well.
So what do you drink? Like, you don't, do you drink bottled water, or how do you get the fluoride out? You have a super nice filter.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can drink spring water. You can get a filter that will take out the fluoride. Well, water is even better, but yeah, just, I'm telling you, this is a thing.
So Alex Jones is right.
Alex Jones was right. How many times have you said that?
So that freaking Fiji water I've heard has like healing powers, but it's like $6 for one little bottle at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Alex Jones was right. Damn it, Alex.
Oh my goodness.
Well, the Hopis had a prophecy that when they start selling water in grocery stores, that's the beginning of the end of the world.
Right.
So. Well, yeah, that's true. So thank you, Alex. All right. My words of wisdom are, go to Amazon and search Preston Dennett and find one of his 6,000 books and buy it and read it. Preston, how do you write so much? Where does this all come from? Is it divine? Are you doing psychometry? Do you shut your eyes and put your hand on the pen and it just goes?
I'm on a mission from the ETs. Actually, they make me do it. I'm having fun. You know, when it's fun, it's easy.
To wrap up, we do this thing that we call words of wisdom, and we go around the table. I think your words of wisdom, I mean, you can do a multi-part, but one of the words of wisdom I'd love to hear about is your guide to longevity and staying healthy and whatnot.
Okay, so for me, with my patients, I always talk about, in my mind, it's a circle. And so, like, there's certain vitamins that everybody should be taking. So for me, it would be like they should be taking a quality multi. That's probably a food product. They should be taking some K. They should be taking some D. They should be taking some fish oil. They should be taking some magnesium. So that's five things. That's enough. Now, I probably take 50, right? But for my patients, they're not going to take 50. So I'm like, to close your circle, you know, you're seeing a chiro every now and then, like, it's good for you. You're seeing a massage therapist every now and then. You're seeing your family doctor every now and then. You're getting enough rest. You're drinking enough good water. You are trying to avoid stress. You're getting exercise each day, you know, 10,000 steps plus lifting weights a couple times a week. You're taking those vitamins. And when you do all that, your circle is closed and it's complete. So once your circle is closed, if you want to take 50 other vitamins and one that's weird, that's like Venezuelan fish gut enteric vitamin or something, you know, I would probably take something weird like that personally, but as long as it was okay. But my circle's closed, so I can do it, right? But you can't be the person that is taking all this stuff or taking all these pills, but you don't do all the other stuff,
right?
It just doesn't make sense and it doesn't matter, and I just don't see a purpose in it. So, like, you know, like my brother-in-law asked me about I don't even remember what it was. It was some herb, boswellia or something that, you know, I don't even remember which one, for getting rid of inflammation. And so I'm asking him, you know, hey, how much sugar you eat, man? You know, because you can't out diet, you can't out pill, you can't out herb a poor diet. And so I think that Americans, you know, we're really bad about wanting to skip all the hard stuff and just get to the good
Take
stuff.
Pill,
you know,
yeah.
We want our bodies to look good and we want to age gracefully. But we don't want to do what it takes. And I always tell my young doctors, you know, patients want to feel good doing what they want to do. So, you know, they don't want me to say, hey, listen, you know, you can't eat sugar, you got to lose weight, you know, you got to suck it up. You mean, give me a break here, you're killing me. And, you know, they know me for a long time, so they'll laugh when I'm saying it, but they know I'm serious. So they don't want to do all those things. That, you know, you can walk in a room and ask a patient, they're complaining about how they feel, and I'm like, in the last 5 years, can you tell me anything that you've done for your body? Just name something for me, something.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ohio, West Virginia, rest of Appalachia, 75% of the people have nothing. They have nothing that they can tell you that they have done for your body.
Yeah, I mean, so, that's the problem, I think, with our modern medicine is you go to the doctor and, you know, they'll never talk about lifestyle changes. They'll just immediately try to prescribe you a pill.
Yeah, prescribe.
Which,
yeah,
you know, some of us, like, I want to eat my double cheeseburger and I want to drink my beer. So, you know, I'm susceptible to that. No.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just part of, you know, I mean, do it every now and then. That's cool. Or have your dessert every now and then. But, you know, I always on Facebook, you know, they can find me on there, you know, as Russ Jones, or I have a West Virginia Bigfoot page that, you know, I keep up with all the new stuff. I just started not long ago and it's already up to 1700 people that I'll show new tracks or new reports and different things like that. But I mean, people are just, they're so funny, you know, they're just not interested in anything that's really hard. And I wish that it was different. It's just not the case that it is.
Yeah, understood. Bob, your words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom are, if you've never had a pepperoni roll from West Virginia, order one, have it sent to your house. Because they are,
yeah,
money.
I know where you're from, like up and around Fairmont, there's some renowned area up there that they have those, but I can't remember the name of the family or whatever. But I mean, you go to West Virginia and at our gas stations, they have pepperoni rolls.
Right. That's where I usually end up buying them. I think there's one near Morgantown. It's a gas station, but it's called like something market. And they've won for like the last 4 years.
I'm very interested in this phenomenon where the best pizza in the U.S. is only in New York, in my opinion. The best steak and cheese is only in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get a Philly cheesesteak outside of that, it's never the same. And now the best pepperoni rolls
is in West Virginia. Yeah.
So what is it? How is this even possible? Like, why can't I take that and recreate that recipe here? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they don't.
Maybe it's part of the whole thing, going to West Virginia and riding through the hills and then pulling into a gas station. And it's part of, you know, the culture of it.
I was going to say, you know, maybe it's a combination of, say, in New York, when you get New York style pizza, the water that they're using that comes through their pipes is old and rusty and a little bit nasty. And, you know, you just never know what goes into it.
And they say that about New York bagels, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the water. Supposedly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. My words of wisdom are, if you are paying for YouTube TV, you should know that they've just decided to raise the price by, I think, $12 a month.
For what reason? Inflation?
Their stated reason was the cost of content has gone up. And they are attempting to always better their service. Therefore, they need to increase the cost of their service. For that reason, I will be canceling, and so should you.
Are there servers in China?
Those are my words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom are, unfortunately, my brother Bruce has gout. If you feel gout symptoms, you should take apple cider vinegar and turmeric.
Yes.
Is my opinion.
Correct.
Or my words of wisdom, I mean.
Alex Jones turmeric?
It could. I don't know if this is good or not. I don't buy from him currently.
But any turmeric.
In his current drunken state.
I have to disagree with that.
But, like, I don't know. Don't buy the powder from Costco. I told you I tried that once. They say that it's basically pure turmeric powder. Put it in a glass of warm water and mix it up like you used to mix up Tang.
Yeah.
In cold water, obviously. But they say they use warm, and I tried to finish the glass and I threw up in my sink. So you got to use the pills.
But your gout went away.
I wasn't even taking it for gout. Some dude told me at like the hockey rink and I was like, oh fuck, I'll try that. He's like, he said he felt great. I don't know what his ailments were, but he was like, wouldn't shut the fuck up about it for like an hour or something. I'll try that.
Well, he did dump a bunch of vodka in there too. So
maybe vodka would make it taste better, because turmeric powder is like,
yeah,
it's worse than like Metamucil.
Yeah, well, Metamucil's not bad, actually.
Isn't
it? The new ones, not bad at all.
Because you take it daily like Dr. X or what?
No, I just tasted it because I was administering it to my mother.
You opened it in the store and licked your pinky and put it in there?
Correct.
Was it orange?
Yes.
See, orange hides a lot of bad shit, so maybe orange turmeric.
I need to piss.
Do it, son. Do it.
All right, words of wisdom.
Buy a slicer and slice your own fucking ham, bitch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. My words of wisdom are, if you're in Pennsylvania and need gas, and if you're near any other state, get the fuck out of Pennsylvania.
Is that right? Is it expensive?
It goes from $3.09 to like $4.29.
Damn.
If you hit the Pennsylvania border because of the taxes, it's insane.
Why is it so expensive in Pennsylvania?
It's always expensive in Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Damn. All right.
So I filled up in Delaware for like $2.98 thankfully, because my wife had to pee, she always has to pee on the trip, right? So I reluctantly pulled over, thankfully filled up, and then within 10 minutes, $4.79.
All right, well, I'm going to revise my words of wisdom. My words of wisdom are, get the fuck out of Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm sure it pays for their roads and shit, but I don't want to pay.
Yeah, but their roads are shit, dude. Right? They have those white roads that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Some of the places have the white roads, like Florida, like that not asphalt, but it's the concrete.
Yeah, but the ones in Pennsylvania are really bad for some reason. Like, I don't know what's up with that shit.
So I don't know what they're using their gas tax money for, but they tax the fuck out of gas, dude.
It's for Sasquatch research. There is a lot of Sasquatch apparently in Pennsylvania. All right, my words of wisdom are, pay your fucking taxes, god damn it. Take it in the ass like everybody else.
Well, there's two things in life that are for sure, death and taxes, right?
Correct.
So you will pay them.
Yes.
If not this year, next year.
All right, Basement Hangout.
Out.